Let's talk sport with Brent Costello from Win TV. Hello, mate.
Hey, Darren, how are you?
All right, did you get up early to watch the finish of the Socceroos game?
I sure did, yeah. It was pulsating, wasn't it? Yeah, really dramatic. Obviously, we had our chances during regulation time, but couldn't seal the deal, and obviously going down to penalties. But, yeah, I mean, it's good when you're on the winning side of penalties, isn't it?
Yeah.
Makes it pretty exciting, but pretty gutsy move from Graham Arnold, subbing out Matthew Ryan, of course, and putting in Andrew Redmayne. And it was only, I think he had two international games before today's match, Redmayne. I think he almost gave soccer away a few years ago after a sort of rough patch in the A-League, but turned his career around and got back into the Socceroos team. And look at that, he's the hero now after saving that shot on goal. So pretty exciting, isn't it? We did a difficult way to get to the World Cup, which is, again, makes the story even better, I think, now that we've got there. If we hadn't got there, it wouldn't have been so good.
No.
But, pretty tough group we face at the World Cup now, though. Group D, we're in France, Denmark and Tunisia.
Right.
Who will come up against. So, it's going to be exciting. At least we're there, Darren. You know, things mightn't go away when it rolls around later this year, but, you know, you've got to be in it to win it.
Exactly. So, well done, Socceroos. Thrilling finish this morning, and also in the round ball game, Devonport's strikers win the Lacquer Cup again.
Yes, amazing, aren't they? What a club they are. Qualifying out for the Australia Cup, of course, and did it in dominant fashion as well, not just sneaking over the line, a 3-0 win over South Hobart, and just really stamped their authority that they are the best team in Tasmania, without a doubt. So, full credit to everyone involved. I think it's the fourth one they've won, off the top of my head. One of the ripping clubs in Tassie soccer. And well done to Launceston United women's team as well. They've won the statewide cup for the women, and they went one step better than last year. And this is only their second year back in the top tier competition as well, in the Premier League, or the Super League I talk about. So they've done really, really well for themselves.
Yeah, indeed. All right, let's go to AFL now. So, great game yesterday. I really enjoyed Collingwood and Melbourne.
Yeah, I didn't get to see much of it, unfortunately, because I was working. I was actually on the Lacquer Cup duty, so didn't see a heap of it, but saw bits and pieces. And at what point do we describe Melbourne in crisis, Darren? Obviously, that's a three on the trot for them. They've got the Stephen May, Jake Melksham stuff going on in the background. And they've lost on Queen's birthday to Collingwood. So full credit to the Pies. They've taken down some massive scouts, haven't they, over the last few weeks? Fremantle, Carlton, Melbourne. So they're going beautifully and sitting in the top eight now, a game clear of Richmond. They've also played an extra game more than the Tigers. But I'll tell you what, for a team that we thought might have struggled this year under their new coach, Craig McRae, they're flying, Pies.
Yeah, well done to them. Into the top eight, and we had two coastal boys playing in that game. Mychek for Collingwood and Ben Brown for Melbourne. It was a great game, very exciting.
Speaking of Tasmanians, we should mention that Nat Atkinson, too, part of that Socceroos team. From Tasmania. We should have definitely mentioned that off the top. So well done to Nat for the part he played in that win, too.
Well, now he's just got to do the right things and stay on the coach's good side, and he'll be off to a World Cup.
I reckon Graham Arnold would have a soft spot for all these boys, the way they've done it. You saw him post-game, he struggled to talk and just was so emotional about how the hard way they've done it and how they've stuck to the task and all that sort of thing. So I reckon he'd be stiff to miss out, but who knows? I'll just wait and see.
Yeah. All right, let's go to TSL. What's doing there?
Yeah, three games over the weekend. We saw Lauderdale played North Hobart. I called this game. It was the worst game of football I've ever seen. The mud, the wind, the rain. They were kicking the ball. It was going backwards. I saw the umpire throw him from the boundary at one point and it came back past him. it was just unbelievable. So how the teams actually got points on the board, I'm not sure, because at one stage they could not get it out of their defensive 50, Lauderdale. And they end up winning the game and then they overrun the Demons to win. 35 points. Tigers got the job done against Glenorchy. They were tested earlier, the Tigers, but got the job done. And Launceston, they took care of Clarence, again, in pretty tough conditions by 17 points at Blundstone Arena.
Righto. So we'll finish off with cricket. So we've wrapped up the T20 series against Sri Lanka 2-1. They won the last game on the weekend. So now we're into a series of ODIs, I think, starting tonight, 50 overs.
7 o'clock tonight. First game in Candy, so looking forward to that. Obviously, we've got a few concerns around the bowling attack, I think, with injury. So we're a little bit tested there. But, yes, hopefully we can get the job done and start the series in style. Scott Boland's been brought in for cover, which is great. We saw how well he did during the test series, of course. Nathan Ellis, unfortunately, might have got his chance if he wasn't injured. And Riley Meredith, the same from a Tasmanian perspective. But, unfortunately, they weren't available for selection, which is disappointing. But, anyway, good luck to the guys. Hope they get off to a winning start.
Awesome. All right, mate. Catch you on WinTV tonight from 5:30.
Thanks, Darren. Cheers.